Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 309, the four stanzas. The Lord, who has remembered us, his blessing will bestow. All those who fear his holy name, his loving care shall know. And what follows, Psalter 309, the four stanzas. God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Deuteronomy 33. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, and nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Deuteronomy 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints from his right hand, who had a fiery love for them. Yea, he loved the people. And all the saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. And Moses commanded us Allah, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Yeshurun when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the 1,000s of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord, in his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, as satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also as heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou hast gathered us and our children together within the walls of thy house on the first day, the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year, then it behooves us to humbly thank thee that thou hast brought us and our children. That was thy good, thy sparing, thy caring hand, that we could enter this new year. Lord, we humbly ask thee, that it may please thee, on this Sabbath day, and this newly begun year, that thou may remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Wilt thou bless us with the blessings of thy right hand? May it please thee to bless us for our bodies and for our souls, when we stand on the threshold of another year, the future is unknown unto us, but the psalmist was given to declare and embrace by true saving faith that the Lord reigneth. Then he has spoken of those floods that come and would come up against thee. But oh, then he was given to confess that thou art mightier than all the floods of water Thou art the almighty creator and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth. Lord, above all things, we humbly beg of thee a far rich blessing upon thy holy word in this year. We are so dependent upon thee. Oh, may thy word be accompanied with the power of thy Holy Ghost, that it may enter the heart, that many sons and daughters may be born in Zion. Lord, we may begin another year. Whether we shall come to an end, also there is an appointed time for each and every one that we shall be called out of this life and ushered into that never-ending eternity. Thou grantest this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and to find thee, O Lord. Wilt thou then work in the hearts of young and old? May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou grant those wrestlers at the throne of grace for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name, impress it continually upon all of our hearts. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never-dying soul? Impress it deeply upon our hearts that there is but one step between us and death. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, but now thy free and sovereign grace, where thou art gathering thy chosen church by word and by spirit, may we be included in that number. Do spare that we build not upon sandy foundations can be much. That is not yet thy true work. And thou hast a people upon the earth that are given to examine themselves oftentimes whether it is right indeed, whether by thy grace they have indeed become a wise virgin. Lord, remember that thy people to that end. May it be a special year. May it be in this day, as the psalmist of old has declared, we shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them to drink of the river of pleasures. Wilt thou grant those further leadings, those further exercises, the work of a triune God, Lord, may it be a good, may it be a blessed year for us and our children. The temporal needs, they are all so manifold, many concerns, many fears in the midst of the family circles. Lord, grant that thy holy word, that it may have a special place, a central place, a place of reverence and a place of authority in the midst of the family circles. Oh, do grant that love may abound in the midst of the homes. There are many concerns concerning the daily bread. Ah, wilt thou grant in this year more dependent life, that simple life, living out of thy hand, to be given to experience thy special providence. We commend unto thee all under the physician's care, the father undergoing treatments. May they be blessed. May they be sanctified. Wilt thou remember all those who struggle with continual pain, even that they cannot come up to thy house, those who struggle with continual weariness of the body? Wilt thou remember those that of weakness of mind? Remember the crosses, the burdens. Wilt thou remember all the relatives with sickness and many concerns? May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones when they are called upon to begin a new year with those large empty places that remain empty and many at times seem to become emptier. Ah, wilt thou uphold them? May the serious callings of death, may they be sanctified. We commend unto thee all our elderly ones. We remember our Bethesda, their residents, and those who may care for them, those that may still go in and out. They may experience another New Year's. The old must die above all things. Wilt thou prepare them to meet their Maker in righteousness and in peace? Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy help in this day, in this year, in the proclamation of thy holy word. Wilt thou help the consistory with their manifold labors? May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Lord, do anoint with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou grant many Aaron's and hers, and may the first Lord's Day, may it be an unforgettable day for us and our children. Wilt thou dwell richly amongst us, go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, those in their homes lawfully hindered. Wilt thou also grant thy blessing and impress it upon all of our hearts? We are but poor sinners. Send everything away, undeserving. But, ah, Lord, thy mercy is so great. Thou art such a great God. We humbly ask thee Wilt thou do great things amongst us and our children, that thy name may be glorified in this dark and solemn time. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, as saith the Lord who bore thee, and never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school, Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. Beloved congregation of Pitcher Butte, consistory, the custodians, the doorkeepers of God's house, the organist who may lead the congregational singing, those that take care of the sound system, the confession of faith class, the catechism classes, all the many different committees with their boards, with their different functions. We shall not try to mention them all, lest we forget. Our Bethesda, the board, the staff, the residents, the school board with our school, all those that labor therein with all the students, all the family circles. Then we wish you all the Lord's indispensable blessing for the year of our Lord, 2023. Then we thank the congregation for the many tokens of love and the good wishes also for the new year. May it be impressed upon all of our hearts that it is the year of our Lord. The psalmist in Psalm 93, then he has exclaimed that the Lord reigneth, that he is clothed with majesty. Then he was given to speak of the floods of great waters that come up against the Lord, against his son, and against his church. But then the psalmist was given to declare that the Lord, that he is mightier than all those floods. May we be given to continually beg that great, that mighty, that wonder-doing God, that he may do great things for us and our children, the concerns for the temporal need, they are manifold. May the Lord grant in this year a dependent, a simple, a frugal life, where Paul has written to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Above all things, may it please the Lord to work lovingly and irresistibly by his Holy Spirit, that it may please the Lord to grant a rich blessing upon his holy word, that many may be wrought upon, that it may be heard continually, that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and where the Lord has begun, that it may be furthered, that it may be strengthened. Then on the threshold of another year, then we so sorely need the blessing of the Lord. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Deuteronomy 33, the verses 24 and 25, where God's word and our text reads thus, and of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Our text words speak of Moses' prophetical prayer and blessing for the tribe of Asher, with three thoughts. In the first place, the prayer for children. Secondly, the prayer for acceptance. And thirdly, the promise of given strength. Moses' prophetical prayer and blessing for the tribe of Asher, the prayer for children, the prayer for acceptance, the promise of given strength. In this chapter we read, congregation, that Moses was gathered with the children of Israel in the plains of Moab before they would cross the river Jordan to enter the promised land. What a solemn time that was for the children of Israel. And we hope among that people that there were many guilty ones standing amongst them, because what has happened, Moses, on account of the murmuring of that people, he has called them rebels in number 20 concerning water. Then Moses, in his anger, was not hindered by Aaron. Then he is smitten that rock instead of speaking to that rock. And then the Lord has said unto Moses and Aaron that they were not allowed to enter into that land flowing with milk and honey. And we read in Deuteronomy 3, when they have come closer to that promised land, Aaron had already died, and Moses had such a desire. He was given to lead that people for 40 years through the wilderness. He has seen the blessed fruits of that land. He had such a vehement desire that he may enter that land. And in the plains of Moab, then he has once more humbly asked the Lord whether he could please enter that promised land together with the 12 tribes of Israel. But then the Lord has said, speak no more of that matter. Thus then we hope that in this chapter, when that old Moses, 120 years, his eye was not dim, we read in the next chapter, and his strength not abated, that there were many guilty people. How is it on New Year's Day, congregation? Then undoubtedly, on Old Year's Eve, then even for boys and girls, that you haven't had an impression, right? Was that so for all of us? that we had a deep and a profound impression of our manifold sins, of our heavenly high debt before that holy and that good-doing God. And then many times it can be that when it becomes New Year's, that impression wears off or is gone, and that we begin this new year anew, afresh, with so little impression of our heavenly high debt. Our boys and girls can even understand it when you have a businessman, and at the end of the year, on December 31st, he has many unpaid bills that when New Year's comes around, of course, when it is the Sabbath day, we must try to not to think of those things. But when New Year's Day comes, then in the business world, then those debts, they are not gone. May that be impressed upon all of our hearts when it is unforgiven, that all the sins of this past year and the years before, they are all on our account. Oh, Moses, he went up to the top of Mount Nebo, to the east of the top of the Dead Sea, approximately 2,700 feet above sea level, and then he was given to see that promised land. He was not allowed to enter into that land. The Lord has taken him home to that heavenly Canaan. Then we see people of God, that the church, that they send not sheep, that what Moses has experienced, and now we can understand it, when that multitude of people was gathered before Moses, when Moses was given to speak once more and given to speak of the different blessings for the different tribes of Israel, how closely that people have listened, how they have waited for the name of their tribe to be mentioned, where they have listened very attentively what Moses, the servant of the Lord, would proclaim a prayer for that particular tribe. And then it cannot be different. And then when the multitudes have went home, that fathers and mothers, and that the children have said, Father and Mother, what did Moses now say about our tribe, about us? Because we have not all understood it. I hope that in this year, that that may take place in our family circles, that there may be much spoken about the things of the Lord. And now concerning the tribes of Israel, then first Reuben, then in verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Oh, out of that tribe, the greater Judah would come, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the saving of his people. And then the tribes have listened very attentively. And now in this chapter, where Moses was given to speak of the blessings of the tribes, then there is one tribe that was not mentioned, and that was Simeon. It is true, as Simeon by lot would receive a place in the tribe of Judah, but what that must have been for the tribe of Simeon, that fathers and mothers with their dear children, that they have listened, that they have waited, and that at the end, that their tribe was not mentioned. How distressed cannot be different. How distressed that the tribe went home concerning the blessing of the Lord. That is what we all stand in need of when we stand on the threshold of another year. We need the Lord's blessing for our temporal life. We need the Lord's blessing for our soul. We need that greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose birth we have commemorated. How is it now with us, congregation? In God's house, concerning the blessings for the church of God. Asher, that means to be happy, means to be blessed, because we read in Genesis 30, verse 13, and Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. Asher was the eighth son of Jacob and the second from Zilpah. This Asher means to be happy, to be blessed. We find a description of that blessed people many times in the Bible. Psalm 1, the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Do you hear it, people? There is a declension. First walking, then standing, and then sitting. Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is the man whose transgressions, whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are covered. Psalm 119, the first verse. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the ways of the Lord. Christ, on the Sermon of the Mount, in Matthew 5, the verses 3 through 12, 8 times blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the peacemakers. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Congregation, does it include or does it exclude? And when it excludes us, has that ever become our concern? Has that become our burden? that on the threshold of a new year, that we do not belong by grace to that blessed people, but that we are still a cursed people. When we think of an Esau, he sold his birthright, but he still had profound impressions that he needed the blessing of the Lord. And in Genesis 27, when he has returned with that venison, and he has discovered that his father Isaac, that he has blessed his brother, he has come in a great need. He has spoken profound words, because in verse 38, then he has said to his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Thus Esau, he received the profound impression that he needed the blessing of his father. He has wept profoundly. How is it with us when we stand on the threshold of another year? Oh, have we tried to beg of the Lord that he may bless us indeed? Think of the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, that thou would enlarge my coast, that thy hand may be upon me, that thou may keep me from evil, that it might not grieve thee. Young and old, the blessing of the Lord we cannot do without. It is so indispensable. We need the Lord's blessing concerning our temporal life. Above all, we need the Lord's blessing, the work of free and sovereign grace, the work of the Spirit, the work of a triune God in our hearts. And now in this morning, in short, a few words about the blessing of Asher. Oh, for an Asher, the eighth child, they were called upon to wait. How distressful it must have come. But nevertheless, oh, what a rich blessing they have received. And concerning the blessing of Asher, then already Father Jacob, then he has written, then he has prophesied in Genesis 49 verse 20, out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Oh, that concerns temporal life. But when we read of those royal dainties, young and old, what are now the royal dainties that Christ has merited for his people? Those are the things of the Lord that the child of God is given to experience. Oh, in the service of the Lord, when they may be given to bow so low at his footstool, with a confession of their sin, with deep humility, and a begging for the blessing of the Lord. Oh, to receive his favor, to receive his gifts, to receive his benefits, to receive the pardoning of their sins. Those are the royal dainties which the Lord Jesus Christ has merited for his people. And now concerning the tribe of Asher, then we read, and of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. We read in Psalm 127, the verses 3 through 5, that children, the fruit of the womb,
is his reward. May the Lord remember barren ones amongst us. May the Lord remember and bless the mothers with the unborn. Let Asher be blessed with children. When we read of that blessing, because children, they can also be a curse. Much trouble, I hope, boys and girls and young people, that you may do your best to give much joy and happiness to your parents, that you may be a help to them. But when we read, let Asher be blessed with children, that is not only outwardly. We read in the census at the beginning of Numbers, when they have left Mount Horeb, that there were 41,500 males above 20 years. And at the end of the wilderness journey, that there were 53,400. That's a great increase. And yet, in the time of David, then it is recorded in 1 Chronicles 7 verse 40, that there were only 26,000. Thus this prayer for Asher, that they may be blessed with children, then in that blessing, then it is included that they may be children for the Lord, that the Lord may use the boys, they become men, that they may be given to serve in the church. For the girls, when they may be married, that they may become godly mothers in the homes. Let Asher be blessed with children. Thus a prayer is included in the prayer of Moses, a prayer for the coming of Christ's kingdom and for the glory of his name, that many sons and daughters may be born in Zion. And yet, concerning that tribe of Asher, there would be deep concerns. And therefore we read further, let him be acceptable to his brethren. That is our second thought. The prayer for acceptance. And then it is implied that the tribe of Asher, that they became selfish and that they were also faint-hearted. They received, we would say, the richest portion out of the land of Israel, the portion above Mount Carmel that extends along the Mediterranean Sea to the Lebanese Mountains. That was a very fertile region that is declared in our text. But now of Asher, then we read of matters that are of great concern, because they read in Judges 1, verse 31, neither. Thus that means not only the tribe of Asher, but also the tribe of Asher. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. It is true, some they could not drive out, but they dwelt amongst them because it was a land very rich. Maybe they let them live so they could make more money, more profitable, but they did not drive them out. They dwelt together in that land. And then the warning also in the Old Testament of intermarriage, that there would come a great falling away. And to that end, in verse 32, they dwelt among them, for they did not drive them out. Also instruction for us. Then we can speak of the Canaanites. We read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 16, be separate, come out from amongst them. But we can also speak of other Canaanites that we allow to be in our dwellings. The Canaanite, open internet, alcohol, drugs, you may multiply it out. May the Lord keep us a separate people. Then further, another concern with Asher. Oh, they had rich land. Oil. Think when Solomon built the temple, then he paid Hiram in wine and oil. But then we read in the Song of Deborah in Judges 5 verse 17, when Barak has sent messengers also to the tribe of Asher, can you send many of your soldiers to help us? Because Sisera, with all those chariots, he is coming to fight against us. Thus we ask you, can you send many soldiers to help us? And then it is specifically mentioned in the Song of Deborah in Judges 5 verse 17. Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches. They did not join Zebulun and Naphtali. Thus Asher said, we are too busy. We have rich land. We are prospering. We cannot come and help. We live in a busy time, a rush time. But family circles make time to spend with your dear children around God's word. Let us not be as Asher. Nevertheless, in Judges 6 and 7, we do read that when Gideon was given to strive with the Midianites, both chapters, Gideon has said to Asher, Asher, can you come to help? And they have come to help. And in 1 Chronicles 30, when that God-fearing Hezekiah has celebrated the great Passover and sent messengers northward to the 10 tribes, inviting them to come to celebrate that Passover, then they have come. Let Asher be acceptable. There's a blessing when there is love, compassion, when we are given to help one another, When the Lord granteth much oil and wine, that it is not all for self, also for the poor, and also for the Lord. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. We do not only need to be acceptable to our brethren, but we need to be acceptable before that holy and good-doing God. And that is only possible through verse 7, through that greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of the Father, who has become that mediator for his church. Our third thought, the promises of given strength. Let us first sing. Psalter 305, the first three stanzas. How blessed the man who fears the Lord and greatly loves God's holy will. His children share his great reward, and blessings all their days shall fill. 305, the first three stanzas. Thirdly, the promise of given strength. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. What does that mean, congregation? Does not say soft slippers, but it speaks of shoes of iron and of brass. We have heard yesterday evening out of Deuteronomy 8, the 9th verse, that it is written stones of iron, and they shall dig brass out of the hills. That implies difficulties on the way. Stones, thistles, serpents. But then it is declared that they would receive shoes of iron and brass. A great blessing when we may have shoes. You know, boys and girls of Mary Jones, when she has traveled 25 miles to appear respectful before the minister, that to save her shoes as she has carried them. Then concerning shoes, thoughts can multiply. A great blessing when we need shoes, when we are not bound to a bed or to a wheelchair, when the Lord still has a place for us, labors to perform, and when we may be healthy, when our children, when they may grow, and they need larger shoes. When we speak of those spiritual shoes, then it is also a blessing. It can be. Sometimes that happens. When you have a little child, that they try to walk in the shoes of father and mother, does not go so well. Can so also be in the church. Nevertheless, what a blessing, because of that little Samuel in 1 Samuel 2. Then we read that every year that Hannah has made a new coat for that little Samuel. What a privilege and what a blessing it is in the life of God's children when there may be a growing in knowledge and of faith. Concerning those spiritual shoes, then in the first place, then it is necessary those spiritual shoes of repentance that leadeth to that godly sorrow, that leadeth to repentance. May it please the Lord to grant in this year that there may be much repentance. Then in the second place, then we speak of shoes of obedience, because they read in Psalm 119 verse 32, when thou shalt enlarge my heart, I will run in the way of thy commandments. To walk in the shoes of faith, trusting in the Lord, the giver of all gifts, for our timely needs and for our soul. Then further to walk in the shoes of the tender fear of the Lord And I read in Ephesians 6 verse 15, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that there may be shoes, that the word of God, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, law and gospel, may be proclaimed to our fellow man. And then finally, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. That is a trusting in the Lord. One of old has said that to put tomorrow's cares upon today's burdens, that is too much for a person to carry. And that is easy to say to our fellow man, because our existence is that we want to have everything in our hands, be in control. Does not mean we do not need to plan, but in dependence upon the Lord and on the threshold of a new year, what a concerns and what a fears there can be. But I read in Matthew 6 verse 34 that every day evil that is sufficient therefore. And therefore what a special promise, so shall thy strength be. When Paul has prayed thrice concerning the thorn in the flesh, then the Lord has answered differently than he desired and asked. But in those special words, my grace is sufficient for thee. What a precious blessing that the tribe of Asher has heard of. Oh, it is true in the Old Testament, on the west of the Jordan River, we never read of a judge or a leader. But in the New Testament, then we read of that old Anna that was so busy with the things of the Lord, she departed not from the temple waiting for the consolation of the Lord. We read in Matthew 15 that Jesus Christ, that he has went into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, because there was a mother with a great, with an unbearable need, with the need of her daughter, has experienced wonderful things, and her daughter was healed. One more thought about shoes. Sometime there are family circles where there is a mat, where there is a tray, where there are bigger shoes that are empty. Sometimes shoes of boys and girls. One family lets them stand longer than another, but they are shoes that are no longer filled, no longer used, no longer needed. You know what I mean, boys and girls? Those are shoes. Husbands, wives, older ones, younger ones, even children whom the Lord has taken away by the hand of death, and their soul is in eternity. Shall we need our shoes, congregation, this whole year? Or shall it also be our shoes that are empty, that the person is laid in the grave and their soul in eternity? Is that not the main question? How is it with our soul? We read of the tribe of Asher, of oil. There's a type of the Holy Spirit. Gethsemane is oil press. May it be our prayer that the blessing of Asher may be richly fulfilled. Family circles blessed with children. The church blessed with spiritual children. We may be given to those spiritual shoes to walk in the ways of the Lord. Asher, that means happy. That means to be blessed. That is our desire. The most important, to be blessed by the Lord. We read at the end of this chapter, happy art thou, O Israel, who was like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord. May the Lord grant that blessing. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of rich matters concerning the tribe of Asher. Ah, we humbly beg of thee, well, to bless us and our children with the blessings of thy right hand. Well, to bless us outwardly, and so far that it may please thee, when there are trials and afflictions, may they be sanctified. Lord, above all things, bless us as a people with the rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, that thy kingdom may come, that thy great and worthy name may be honored and glorified. Remember us in this Sabbath day. May we be given to keep it holy. Help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children. Well, to grant traveling mercies, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, 359. Let us only sing the stanzas 3 and 4. Lo, children are a great reward, a gift from God in very truth. With arrows is his quiver stored, who joys in children of his youth. And what follows? The banner of truth is at the exit. 359, only 3 and 4.
reverence. It is a common thing that we may
draw nigh unto thee at the beginning of a new year. And it has become my turn this time. We must acknowledge the Lord for all the blessings that he has given you. He has given you strength. He has given you health. But above all, he has not withheld the Spirit from thee to proclaim that blessed message that you have been given by your sender unto the hearers the whole year that have just passed. And that message may be found in that precious seed, the seed of the sower. He is the prince, the king of the church. And when we may then read where my thoughts went to, Matthew 13, verse 3, the phrase was, behold, a sower went forth to sow. This sowing, we may have experienced the whole year of 2022. And there is something that we may see in this, that this person did not have to prepare the soil. That is not thy mandate. It also speaks here not of a harvest, but it just speaks of a sower. And then that sower also must have seed to sow. And that seed the Lord has given us in his precious and everlasting word. And he may have given that you may delve into that word, that you may use that word to proclaim that message. And that message is always law and gospel. Thou mentioned it this morning. Why the law, we could say? Because the law has to be used to convict us of sin. There is not one law that we can fulfill, and that is not even after received grace. We always come short of that. But we first must learn that we are a lost person to be found. And this law and gospel which thou mayest bring out, that is a man brought to the lowest place, nothing but dust and ashes, but that Christ, he is that king, that precious king that can give only the working of that seed to germinate. May the Lord use you also to that end in this year that has begun, and may you be a blessing to many of us, that thy harvest may be great. And then congregation, a year sitting under that message, because we also speak in this parable of four different kinds of soil. Which is the soil that you represent? Is it the wayside that we come to church to show everyone that I'm there? And then we go home and nothing remains. Oh, then come, because you never know when the Lord can break that cold and hard ground, because the wayside points to a path. But he can open that path also for those that may sit under that hearing. But may it also maybe be in the sandy place. Rocky, it says, no depth. Then we may go home and rejoice sometimes and say, yes, that is what I need, what I want, and what I try to possess. And then it quickly disappears. It has no lasting. Why not? Because it has no soil, no ground. It actually calls in the Bible no root. And that points clearly that the root has to be in Christ. He is that root, and by his Spirit, he can do wonders. But is the majority maybe in that third set of soil? And that is the business of the world, the business of a household, everything that we may be doing. and we hear that message so clearly, we love to hear it, but it never penetrates the heart. Then we again lose it all. Then we have nothing. And may that be experienced by every one of us, that we truly have nothing, and that we cannot bring nothing forth, but that it all lies in Him. By the working of His Spirit, He can make that seed germinate, and that is the only one that can do that. But oh, then there is also the soil of those different kinds, and those are in good soil, it says, that we may also understand we are not all at the same level. If God has begun, we have some tender beginnings, 30-fold, some more stronger, 60-fold, but there can also be an odd one that has 100-fold. May that people of the Lord desire to work, to beg for more blessings by Him, for in Him there is no end to it. And Lord, that we may also see, Reverend, that those four different soils are under Your hearing. But we may also read there yet, in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, the last part, Him that seedeth bountifully shall always also harvest bountifully. May that be your experience at the end of last year, that in the future it may be revealed that there was blessings upon your labors, and may that also be in this new year that we have begun. With this, we would like to close with the congregation standing to sing of Psalter 357 and the fourth stanza.
Brother Vandenbroek, wish to thank you for your words on behalf of the consistory and congregation. May the Lord grant us blessing. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.